Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Joined on the line by Kyella artist Amanda Hocking. She has an exhibition that has just opened in a cafe, which may be what we need to do to get art out there more. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So having an exhibition in a cafe, it really brings art to people who may not necessarily come in contact with it.
Yes, it's something that I've done on and off for quite a few years. My first exhibition in Shepparton was many years ago with Matt Innes Irons when he owned Bojazz. And upstairs, for those of you who haven't been there, it's a very long room in an old building, and it has amazing walls that have lots of character. And that was where my first exhibition was. That was very successful, and it's a win-win situation because it's a lovely place for artists to display their work, but also people who are enjoying a meal. It's lovely to have something, a bit of a conversation piece on the walls that can stimulate further interest. So,
well, they're a bit of a captive audience, aren't they, as they're sitting there?
Well, they are a bit. So you have to be a little careful as the owner of the restaurant or the cafe. They have to be a little careful what they put up there. It's perhaps not the right place for strong political art you know, avant-garde type art. I think it needs to be something that is going to please the majority of the patrons.
How would you describe your art, Amanda?
Well, I had a lot of fun doing it. It was, as I've written in the description, 2020 was a bit of a rough time for everybody. And I lost my sister at the beginning of 2020. And then, you know, we all had those enforced lockdowns. And I think a lot of people struggled to try to make some sense to it all. I mean, it's great to look back now and see that within a very short period of time, the world came to grips with it, we dealt with it, and we all pulled together as a world to bring about a resolution in regards to immunisation. But at the beginning, you just didn't know. There was forecasting going on for many years. So I think a lot of people, including myself, were struggling to anchor yourself into something that was very solid. And, you know, you could say, yeah, I'm going to do a series of paintings that will take me in a certain direction, or let's see where this takes me, et cetera, et cetera. And I was influenced by an online artist from America, a lovely lady called Nancy Hillis, and she's also an existential psychologist. So she brought a lot of mind feeling to the work, and that was my first soiree into a total abstraction. I've been a figurative abstract artist for some time, but that was the first time I just went holus boldus straight into abstraction, and it really gave me a sense of not trying to control things. It was one of the biggest things that Nancy brought over, was that you're not in this to control it, you're in it to grow. And yeah, I think when people see the work, they'll see how there's been a progression from one style, if you like, that I've run with an idea for a few paintings, and then I've changed and evolved into another direction.
You talk about at the beginning of the pandemic it being quite dark, and then us coming somewhat out into the light. Is that reflected in your colouring?
It is. There's one or two that, I mean, there's one that I painted during the bushfires. My sister, not long before she died, unfortunately was evacuated 3 times from her house in Nowra, and for someone who's not well, that's a very traumatic experience. And the bushfires in Nowra came right up to the boundary of her house. And that particular painting, it's a double-edged sword in the way that looking at fire, say in your fireplace at home, is very soothing and very beautiful. But when it's that close and it's that big, it's anything but. And that was what I was trying to get come through in that particular painting. That's called Fire, Friend or Foe. And so it's quite dark, but it's got amazing splashes of, you know, the reds and the burning and that sort of thing in it as well. So they're all very colourful, that's for sure.
So the cafe owners actually designed the interior of the cafe space with a mind to displaying art.
They were. They did. When I first went there for my first cup of coffee, because it's my local cafe, and I love to go up there sort of middle of the morning when I've done some work hours in the studio and I'm ready for a bit of a change of scenery. It's lovely to go up and have a coffee and mingle, sort of have people around you. You may not perhaps be interacting with them, but they're chatting away and living life, and it's really great just to sit there and be in that. And the first time I went up there, I thought, wow, look at all this space. And I thought, well, I wonder what they're going to do with that. And then the second time I went up there, there still wasn't anything up on the walls. And then the third time I just went over and said, what's happening here? You know, what are your plans for this place? And Christopher, one of the owners, explained that they were hoping to install artwork there, and that's when we got round to the conversation of having an exhibition there.
Yeah. I don't know if we've mentioned the name of the cafe. It's Milestone Cafe, and if you haven't been there, you'll certainly know it. It's at Emerald Bank, kind of, I guess, slightly to the north of the windmill.
That's right, yes. And they've on got the GV Highway.
They've got quite a large area out the front as well as out the back. Do your paintings go all the way through, or whereabouts
no,
are they?
No, we decided, because this particular series of work is on paper and therefore it's framed behind glass, the hallway from one part of the building to the other is quite narrow, and it's also where service comes through. And we felt that to take the paintings all the way down the wall would be a little hazardous with service and patrons walking up and down that corridor. So it all fits in really beautifully. I had a friend who's an excellent curator, Lynn Hume, who used to run Humula Gallery. She came and curated the paintings. I produced, I think I probably had about 25 paintings there. And she narrowed those down to 9 really large ones and 5 smaller ones. So they fit in beautifully into that space.
And anyone can go to Milestone and see it. It's open now until June 8, and they're open 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. 7 days. Obviously, they'll probably be hoping that you get a coffee or maybe even a meal while you're there.
Yes.
Tell me about your title. I don't even know how to say it, Amanda.
Paradalia. Well, if I explain to you what the dictionary tells you, pareidolia explores the joy found in the tendency for perception to impose a meaningful interpretation on a nebulous stimulus.
Oh, is that all?
That's all. Yeah, we'll just rattle that off.
So that's actually a word, is it?
It is a word.
I'm not familiar with that word.
Yeah,
pareidolia. I'm just going to start rolling that out.
So the easiest way to explain it is, you know how we look up at the moon and we talk about the man in the moon? That is a form of pareidolia. It's we know as adults that it's actually, you know, craters and shadows on the moon's surface, but it looks like the face of a man. One side of it does. And that seeing in a fairly random object or space or clouds, we see a pattern. So people look up at the clouds and say, oh, can you see this?
Okay.
Can you see the galloping horses, or can you see this? And that is a form of pareidolia.
So come along to the exhibition and experience pareidolia. Is it something you experience, or it's something you see?
What I said is that when I changed direction, it brought a great deal of solace in an inflammatory time. And I had a lot of fun, and I found a lot of joy, and I was it stopped me trying to control outcomes, which I think during the COVID situation we really have to, we had to give up trying to control, but keep thinking in, you know, bringing new things into our life that kept us happy and amused. And just lying on your back looking up at the clouds, there's nothing more gloriously lazy, but very, it sort of catches your attention and it takes your mind away from your worries.
Yeah, so, which I'm sure your artworks will do as well, but probably don't come into the cafe and lay on your back.
No, probably don't. No, you can stand there. The paintings are hanging on the wall, so yeah, you know, look at them that way. But, yeah, the idea is that, you know, I love the way people say, oh, I think I can see a fish in that.
Yeah, it's whatever you want it to be, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, the Milestone is my local, so I'll definitely be dropping in there for a coffee soon to check it out and to check out your artworks as well as to enjoy the coffee. Best of luck with the exhibition, Amanda. It was great to talk to you this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We should all save 000 calls and ambulances for emergencies because there are alternatives. If you feel unwell or have a minor injury, there's your local GP. You can see a pharmacist for questions on general health, and you can always ring Nurse on Call at 1300 606024 for immediate advice 24/7. So think about how you can help save lives by saving 000 calls for emergencies. Find out more at betterhealth.vic.gov.au.
Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
Hi, I'm Rob Priestley, independent candidate for Nicholls. We're all looking for better standards of behaviour from Canberra. It's time to send a message to the big parties about political game playing and the lack of leadership we've seen. I want to bring honesty and integrity back to politics. This election, send a message to Canberra. Let's make politicians accountable for their behaviour. By voting for a local voice committed to our community and not a party, we can bring that change.
Authorised by Rob Priestley, Huggard Drive, Maroopna.
1FM sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
The new 2022 Samsung TV range is almost here, so now is the time to contact Jason's TV and pre-order your new Samsung TV. Whether it's a 32-inch for the bedroom or a big 65-inch for watching the footy, the new Samsung range is the quality option for all TV viewing. Easy-to-use smart TV functions are built into all models, and with Jason's TV delivery, setup and handwritten instructions, everyone will get the most out of their new TV. Pre-order now. Jason's TV, 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher. They're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 582-99-413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.